Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
If that line forms on the right way.
Yeah.
Maggie.
We made it to Friday.
Back in town. Look out, old Mac is back.
Woo! Chris McMahon.
Head starts to round.
Little extra McMonagle. Got you for 4 hours. I'm usually 5 or 3, right in the middle. 4 is a good number. And I got you till 5 a.m. when the warm-up show comes your way on this Football Friday. We got Rami Lavi on the other side taking your calls at 888-808-1019. Big Rangers win. We'll get to it. Much needed. Best win of the year. We'll get to some baseball because, again, I'm confused about the Pete Alonso conversation, so we got to get to that. But we'll start with really a great game, and for me as a Giant fan, watching it for the quarterback, and boy, did I see one as Notre Dame takes down Penn State 27-24. They're going, as you heard from Marco, their first national championship game since 2013, going for their first national championship since 1988, Penn State had this game. And again, like I said, it was a great game back and forth. Terrible quarterback play the entire game. And really, that's why, I'll be totally honest with you, I'm not the biggest college football guy. But obviously, I watch all the championship games. And Notre Dame and Penn State, two teams, you know, kind of known for not winning the big game. And I don't want to hear, I'm hearing a bunch of people blaming James Franklin for this. Because Drew Aller played awful the entire game. Like, this is a kid that I turned the game on specifically for as a Giant fan because he's one of the better prospects at the quarterback position in college football. He's obviously declared that he's going back to Penn State, but the rumor was, over the last few days, really, is that with some of the talk about Sanders and Ward and whether or not they're legitimate prospects and deserve to be at the top of the draft here, that if he felt like in this weak quarterback draft, he could be a top 5 pick or so after this game, maybe he would declare for the NFL. So, hey, and I saw reports that the Giants have done work on him. So I wanted to take a good look at Drew Aller, and I got it, as he was awful in this game, the entire game. And I don't want to hear about blaming James Franklin for trusting his quarterback who's got them here, who took them to this point, who's won big games. I was at the Portly Villager watching him play with Greg Giannotti, watching him play and giving Oregon a good game in the first half at least. But he came out, he was awful the entire game, 135 yards, 0 touchdown passes, and then the final pick. But really, even before that, like, they came out, they played, you know, good defense, they ran the football, they jump out to a 10-point lead. And then in the second half, Notre Dame just came out and took control of the football game. And because of poor play by the Penn State quarterback Leonard, the Notre Dame quarterback Leonard, they got back into this game, and it was a back and forth thing. He threw he had one good pass in this entire game, to be totally honest with you. One good pass. After Notre Dame came down, scored a touchdown to make it 17-10, and Notre Dame looked like they were going to take control, scored 17 unanswered points in this game. He throws one good pass, like a high arcing throw to Tyler Warren, who is an absolute beast, and got concussed on the play, got tackled on the sideline, and banged his head on the back of banged the back of his head on the ground. But I mean, he's an absolute beast, and he's going to be a first round pick, the top tight end in the NFL draft this coming year. But that's the one good throw, because as they after they score that touchdown, so he's got an opportunity to take the lead, and he got bailed out on a terrible throw that was picked off. He had two interceptions in this game, and it was pass interference, and the defensive back doesn't turn his head to play the ball, and he does. I mean, that's the beauty of underthrows, really. Unfortunately, it's the worst thing you hate about these underthrows is if the wide receiver plays it right and tries to get back towards the ball, as Tyler Warren did, you'll get penalties if the defensive back doesn't turn his head around. So it was a defensive penalty. I don't think, Penn State got lucky in that moment. I think that was the right call. It did bail them out of another atrocious throw. He was horrible in this game. And with 47 seconds left in a tie game and an opportunity to go win it, the coach put the ball in his hands, and you can forget everything else. And if you are going to be a top quarterback in the NFL, if you're going to be a top five pick, if you're going to be an NFL quarterback, no one expects you to be perfect. You're not going to be perfect every game. It's a terrible time to have the worst game of your season. But as I'm trying to view him as a top pick, someone maybe I could envision being a Giants quarterback, because you know where I stand. I want the Giants to draft a quarterback. And we'll get to this in a little bit at 888-808-1019. And I want them to pick up a veteran. I want them to do the Viking for years, right? The Patrick Mahomes under Alex Smith was the Kansas City model, right? It was the Kansas City model. You have a veteran quarterback, you draft a young kid, you let him sit. This is the new Minnesota model, where you bring in a free agent, a veteran quarterback like a Darnold, and you draft their young kid, and you see which one wins out. That's kind of the plan I want to see the Giants do. I want to see them go out and get a veteran. I want them to take a chance on a draft pick at the quarterback position, whether it be three where they sit now, whether it be trading back and getting someone later in the draft, or whether it's leveraging to get back into the back end of the first round. Whatever the case may be, I'm looking for a quarterback. And when you're a quarterback in the NFL, you can put aside a bad game. He had a moment to send his team to the national championship game. And I thought James Franklin did exactly what he should have done. The broadcast started, he put the game in his quarterback hands. I don't want to go to overtime. I want to win the game right there. He gave the game to his quarterback, and he makes one of the worst decisions you can possibly make. That is as bad a play, for as bad as his entire game was, for as ineffective as the passing game was the entire game. With 47 seconds left at the end of the game tied, you can do almost anything and still be in a position at some point, whether it be in regulation or in overtime, and still give yourself a chance to win the football game. What you cannot do is roll out to your left, try to avoid pressure, look back to the middle of the field, and throw it in the middle of the field while you're getting hit. It is, without question, the worst thing he could do. You could throw interceptions if you take a chance one-on-one down the field, right? You could throw an interception a myriad of ways. And I would, no matter how he throws the interception, you'd be pissed. But the worst thing you can do is go back towards the middle of the field and throw it in that situation. And you heard the sound that he was trying to throw it at his feet. But that was for a kid who, in the moment, there's been some thought about him maybe entering the NFL draft and being a top pick. Well, you can forget that now because there is no way off that game he is coming out for the NFL draft. And I know one game, look, we saw Sanders play a terrible game against BYU, and I'm still telling you I would draft Sanders if he's there. Cam Ward left and you know, didn't want to play the second half after what I thought playing a very good first half of the Pop-Tart Bowl. Sam Darnold played an excellent Rose Bowl game in his junior year, didn't have a great senior year. We've seen guys play great games, bad games. You know, Vince Young played one of the great college football games you'll ever see beating USC. And I wouldn't, and obviously was not the best NFL quarterback. So by no means does this mean he'll never be a pick, but it means right now the New York Giants aren't considering him. And I know that's the secondary story for you Notre Dame fans, and congratulations, because you want to talk about someone who might be ready to make the leap to the NFL. Marcus Freeman, at 39 years old, or he's about to turn 39 years old. He took Notre Dame from losing to Northern Illinois early in the season, and now taking on, turns 39 today. Happy birthday. That's one hell of a birthday. I think it's 39. That's what they said on the broadcast. 39 years old today. And, I mean, what the job he has done. Congratulations to him. I was driving, of course, because, you know, it takes me an hour and a half to get here. I had to leave. Like, the actual, I didn't even see the play live. I heard it was 47 seconds left, the tie game, they're punting it. I have to go to get here in time. I'm like, oh, what the hell? What could happen in 47 seconds? I'll listen to it in the car. I get in the car and Notre Dame has the ball. I'm like, what the hell happened? But Marcus Freeman, I mean, that's, you want to talk about a coach who's going to be looking to possibly make the jump to the NFL. I mean, I know in college football standings, Notre Dame, you know, maybe with NIL and portals, maybe the landscape of college football will change, but Notre Dame has been a tough place to win, and a program, quite frankly, that doesn't win these games. Because of their conference situation, they'll get to these games occasionally. They will, you know, have a winning season, but they don't get to these games, and they don't win these games. I mean, they talk about the 2013 is the last time they get to the championship game. Nobody wants to remember how that game went, because it did not go good for Notre Dame. But they are now playing the winner of Texas, Ohio State for the national championship, and that game is tomorrow night. And we got a lot of football on this Football Friday, but just watching that quarterback, watching Drew Aller in what is just, it's an absolute horrendous decision. Just watching it now again, it is the worst thing you can do as a quarterback in the NFL or in college football. And I'm looking at him as an NFL prospect for my New York Giants. But that is a brutal way to lose a game. And obviously, our guy Fleegs is at the game. I feel terrible for him. Maybe we should call him and see if he wants to come on. I don't know what he's doing. See if Fliegelman wants to call in live from the after the party. He came on after, yeah, if you're going to come on after Soto signs, you got to come on after your college football team loses a game. But that was a brutal loss and an impossible way to end a great football game, a back-and-forth football game, a, you know, circa 1990 start, not a lot of offense, not a lot of passing attack whatsoever, a hard-fought defensive struggle for most of this game, and then the quarterbacks, both of them, made terrible decisions, and the last one by Drew Aller, a guy I turned on the game to see if he could be the next Giant quarterback. We could forget that. And, you know, and again, I'm seeing a lot of, you know, James Franklin. James Franklin has had his moments. There is no doubt. They have lost a lot of big games. He's been there forever. They've been an underachieving franchise at times, school at times. They have lost the big game. And he has made critical mistakes. I'm sorry. This is to go play for a national championship game. You have a quarterback who could possibly be a top pick in the NFL draft. You have the ball with 47 seconds left and an opportunity to go kick a field goal and go play for a national championship as opposed to getting into a college overtime game. You put the ball in that quarterback's hands every single time. You go be aggressive there. And I would have been willing to forget everything else, all the other bad plays that Drew Aller made in that game, the terrible interception that was called away by a pass interference call, all the missed throws, all the mistakes, the inability to get the passing game going, all of it. That's the moment you want to see him rise to the occasion. And on the first play, he makes as bad a quarterback decision as there is in the game of football. And that's something he's going to have to live with for a long time. You saw him on the sidelines after they had to punt and give the ball back to Notre Dame earlier in the previous drive. And then, you know, Penn State does a great job and gets to Leonard on a 3-man rush. I mean, there was a couple of really good defensive schemes out of Penn State in this game. They had a great defensive scheme where they had the edge rusher back into coverage, and he made an incredible play on an interception. And then on a 3-man stunt at the second to last drive, unfortunately for Penn State, for Notre Dame, they got to the quarterback on a 3rd and 5, figuring you're going to send the game to at least overtime or get a chance to go win it, and got to him on a 3-man rush. Like, they did everything they could. I thought the coach had a fine game, and I thought he did the absolute right thing trying to be aggressive and go get a victory to go play for a national championship game, and his quarterback screwed him. And the quarterback threw the game away. And now, at number 3, I don't know what the Giants are going to do. And look, I wasn't really... You know, you don't know if we're going to turn on the TV and see someone that could... I'm just trying to find a draft quarterback, man. I'm trying to find a quarterback to get in the draft because I want to do... Like, I heard BT today, and me and Rami on the other side were talking about the possibility of Justin Fields, and I'm open to that kind of situation. The afternoon show talking about Aaron Rodgers, I want to bring in a veteran, but Aaron Rodgers would be a different situation. I have no problem bringing in a Justin Fields, bringing in... Marcus Mariota. I don't. That even seems crazy to me. But I would love to see a veteran who has an opportunity to win the job and draft the quarterback, because I don't care. You can't throw enough darts up against the wall. You can't throw enough stuff up against the wall and see if it sticks when it comes to the quarterback position. But I can tell you right now, they're not going to throw Drew Aller up against the wall. That's for sure. 888-808-1019. So congratulations to Notre Dame. Congratulations to Marcus Freeman, who's one hell of a football coach and did an amazing job with this team. And it's hard to believe. They go through Indiana, they go through Georgia, they go through Penn State. That's an incredible run. For a team that never wins these bowl games, for a team who never wins when they jump up in competition since the late 80s. I mean, their last championship is 1988. The last time they were in a championship game was 2013. They don't win these games. At 39 years old, after the third game of the season losing to Northern Illinois at home, they are now playing in the national championship. So a great day for Notre Dame, a terrible day for Penn State fans, and another miserable day for a Giant fan looking for a quarterback. They just keep on coming. 888-808-1019. We'll get to a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to the Rangers and their big win against the Devils in overtime. Igor's first game back from the IR. A massive, huge win that you hope. Now, if it wasn't for the blow in the game against Dallas when they were up 3-0 in the first period, you'd be talking about the first real good stretch. You could still call it that. But if they would have won that game, you're talking about a winning streak and a real good stretch of hockey for the first time in a month and a half, 2 months from the New York Rangers. And hopefully this kind of win against a very good Devils team and a Devils team that has kicked their ass every opportunity they got this year. You're hoping this is a moment you can turn back to and at least say, hey, the Rangers found their footing on January 9th earlier this year, and maybe, just maybe, start a run to try and get back into the playoff picture. I don't know whether or not they can be a Stanley Cup contender as they've been the last few years, but it'd be nice just to see some pretty decent hockey every once in a while coming out of the New York Rangers. So 888-808-1019. Jack Curry and the rest of the Hot Stove Yes Network crew came on and let us know what's going on in Yankee Land. We'll have plenty to get to with that. And, of course, Pete Alonso and how nobody seems to want to talk about the Mets part in this free agency when it comes to Pete Alonso. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Got you for another 3 hours and 40 minutes or so until 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. We'll be right back.